It's 8:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Republican Congressman Gabe Evans questioned the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement during a hearing Tuesday. Evans, a former law enforcement officer, blamed Democrats for fanning flames of fear in the Hispanic community. Evans asked Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons if Coloradans who are legally present should be fearful of getting searched by or detained by ICE. Lyons said no, but if someone is in the country illegally,
then we're going to take action. We're not going to turn a blind eye no more. But someone that's in the country lawfully should not feel scared to walk down the street.
A Democratic lawmaker who questioned Lyons directly after Evans, however, pointed to examples of legally present immigrants who are being detained and deported. An Eastern Plains pig farm company is paying more than $300,000 to three former female employees after they were repeatedly abused, mistreated, and harassed by male bosses. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Midwest Farms owns primarily pig farms near Burlington. Federal officials found the company repeatedly failed to take steps to stop male managers from harassing female employees. One manager repeatedly walked into female showers without knocking. Other women reported propositions, vulgar sexual advances, and inappropriate touching. When the employees reported what was going on, they were often retaliated against, according to court documents. Midwest Farms does not admit to any wrongdoing, but has agreed to the payment and training. The settlement will go to three women who were named in the complaint. A representative for Midwest did not return a call or an email for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Construction is underway on a new El Paso County Sheriff's Office substation in Falcon. It's designed to support operations in the county's rapidly growing unincorporated northern and eastern areas. The facility will eventually become the agency's first full-service standalone substation. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Cox.